All right, let me jump on in here to the opening monologue for the day, The Right Side Way. I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama. Places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week in every location, sees all ages at every location, and oh, by the way, they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right. Okay, if you listen to the show for 5 minutes, all y'all know that I'm an Army guy. It's been a huge part of my life, and you know the deal. Every time an Army guy gets a chance, they throw a zinger, right? A little bit of shade, if you will, on the other service branches. So, of course, they do the same to us. It's just the way of things. But having said that, I now have to tell you this. I saw a cartoon once. It was several images of, you know, different views of how the different warfighters handle the times when life just plain sucks. The first image was some poor Joe, a regular grunt infantryman, standing in the mud and the rain, looking despondent, saying, "This sucks." And the next image was a Marine standing in the rain saying, "I like the way this sucks." And the next was of a Navy SEAL, again in the mud and the rain, saying, "I need this to suck some more." And the next was an Army Ranger yelling, "Embrace the suck." And the last image was an Air Force guy sitting in his recliner with the rain coming down outside of his window and the TV in front of him saying, "Oh, the remote quit working. This sucks." I don't care who you are. That's just funny. And even you Air Force guys like Big Rig have to admit it. So that cartoon, I mean, it was meant as a joke. But like most good humor, it's a joke based on reality. I mean, life can throw us some curveballs. And sometimes, yes, they suck. We cannot control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. We can choose how to reframe it, actually learn something from it, even the sucky parts. We can learn to embrace the suck. I read a case study recently. A military psychologist did a study on the effects of being a POW on the survivors of the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam. When those men were held prisoner for years on end by North Vietnamese, often in isolation and tortured, when they were finally released, it marked the longest continuous captivity of any service members in the history of the United States. What the study found was the vast majority of them, despite the deprivations and the abuse, they came home largely intact, and they went on to lead productive lives. Of one of those who had been held for just under 9 years, the author wrote that, quote, "He took a life-disrupting experience and he made the most of it. Instead of investing energy in his own bad feelings, he embraced the suck, and he turned his 8.5 years as a POW into an opportunity to create a better, stronger version of himself." How about that? So how do you do that? Well, quote, here's the piece of the report. It says they became experts at not letting the experience frame them. They created some goals for their experiences, in other words. They found ways not just to survive, but to thrive. One of them designed a house in his head, which he in fact built when he returned home. Several of them learned new languages. They taught themselves by their fellow POWs. One ran around his cell in circles for hours, not out of frustration, but to return to health and fitness after being injured when he ejected from his aircraft. The point was that in crisis, there's a value in pausing to ask, what can I find in this for meaning? How can I embrace the suck here? So how do you look at the world around you? How do you decide to actually embrace the suck? Well, me personally, I've known the loss of loved ones. I've seen family strife take its toll on members of my extended family. I've been through physical hardships. I've gone through things like Ranger school. I've gone to war twice. I've had highs and major lows in business. I've struggled at times to make ends meet. And Lord, I've been tired. I mean, like tired down to the bone, tired in my very soul. And as crazy as it sounds, I know I've become stronger due to each one of those periods when life just flat sucked. I'm not sure that I was always good at embracing it at the time, but I do know that I survived it. And I learned to embrace the aftermath and move forward with a strength that I didn't have before. I find myself, even now, looking at the world around me, wondering how we got where we are. I mean, really, right now. Culture's crazy. Madness. A lack of loyalty. Everywhere I turn, it seems like liberals get their way, conservatives get to go to court. I don't like where we are as a nation right now in many ways. But I know where we've been. I know that we've seen worse and we've come out stronger. As a people, as a nation, right now things seem to suck and libs seem to have the means to reach their agendas just by scratching, clawing, looting, and burning, but I'm not throwing the towel in on it. But then I find myself thinking, okay, yeah, but how long? How long? It's a fair question. How long does the suck have to be endured? Well, I mean, first of all, what's your alternative? give in. I read a devotion not long ago that Charlene had sent me, and it was spot on, man. The author was talking about Moses, who had lost everything. Think about his story. He fled a life of relative comfort living in Pharaoh's palace. He literally spent 40 years living a hardscrabble life tending sheep and roughing it in what was often referred to as the wilderness. Moses was 80 years old before God gave him his mission to lead Israel. Sometimes, embracing the suck is just about not quitting. And believe me, not quitting is a victory of its own right. The same devotion that we talk about Moses had can be found in a quote from a guy named Rick DeVos, who was the owner of the Orlando Magic. DeVos said this about embracing the suck. He said, "Persistence is the single most important ingredient of success in life. When confronted with a failure or disappointment, you only have two choices. You can give up or you can persist. If I could pass on one character trait to young people in the world, one single quality," he said, "that would help them achieve success in life, it would be persistence. It's more important than intellect, athletic ability, good looks, or personal magnetism. Persistence comes from a deep place in the soul," he said. "It's a God-given compensation for what we lack in other areas of our life, so never underestimate its power." But that same devotion, the one that I told you Charlene sent me, the part of the devotion that got me the most was the conclusion. It had a quote from Galatians 6:9. That's a verse that says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." So yeah, we're basically told to hang in there, not lose heart, not get tired of doing what's right. Basically, we're told to embrace the suck. But the author of that devotion, he explained it further by pointing out that the part of the verse that says, "In due time we will reap if we do not grow weary," due time, in the original Greek translation, is idios keros. Keros means a special moment in time at which something should be done, but idios means ownership. It means embracing something as your own. That's what we're talking about. So taken in full, that verse could be roughly translated to mean, if you will embrace the suck, then the day will come that you will also embrace that special moment when it all gets better, it all makes sense, and you will own it. How about that? So listen, whether that's you personally with life events that suck or personal hardships that suck or whatever, or whether you look at the world around you, just want to shut your doors and windows and keep the crazies at bay because culture seems to suck, do not quit. Do not stop. Do not let up. Embrace the suck right now. Get stronger because the day is coming when we will embrace the other side. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Just felt like somebody needed to hear that one. I mean, think about those guys in the Hanoi Hilton. Can you imagine being almost 9 years as a POW and sometimes in isolation and torture, and you come home and you're actually okay? That's amazing. That's somebody who embraced the moment, who embraced the suck, and found a way to walk through it and keep their head up. And I'm telling you, that's what we got to do. Do not grow weary in doing good. That's right. Embrace it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.